Chapter 3. We ought, being plunged in at the deep end, to consider without delay which part of the world has provided our cuneiform tablets, for they do not, as I think my old professor secretly believed, grow in museums, and hunt for the ancient Sumerians, Babylonians, and Assyrians who produced them. At the same time, there's the important question of what the old Mesopotamians actually wrote. The cuneiform homeland is identified under a single, resonant name that in the normal world usually lies buried somewhere at the back of the mind, Mesopotamia. Such a name is due to Greek. Meso means between, and potamus means river. Hippopotamus, to the Greek mind, is a river horse. There was a period when junior school teachers drew the rivers in question on blackboards for their pupils, Euphrates to the left, Tigris to the right, all the while happily reciting how many miles to Babylon. Since the First World War, however, the once familiar name Mesopotamia has been altogether supplanted by that for the same territory today, modern Iraq. The very names of those rivers are half as old as time, recognisable in the unfolding sequence of languages that encapsulate Mesopotamia's history. Burannon and Idigna in Sumerian, Purattu and Itiklat in Babylonian, Parat and Hiddekel in Hebrew, Euphrates and Tigris in Greek, and Furat and Dijla in Arabic. Like the Nile in Egypt, the twin rivers Euphrates and Tigris were the very lifeblood of ancient Mesopotamia. The fertility and wealth that they bestowed on the world's most expert irrigators had far-reaching consequences, for ancient Iraq became a world stage for the interplay of discovery, invention, trade, and politics. We do not know who first got there to harness the waters. Certainly the Sumerians, known best for the royal graves at Selinunt Wuli, uncovered at their capital city Ur, were early. It is they who most probably made the first moves towards writing well before 3000 BC, and it is their language which was the first to be recorded in the developing cuneiform script. With the advent of Mesopotamian writing, prehistory came to an end, and history, acknowledging events and depending on records, became a meaningful term. Today we know a surprising amount about ancient Mesopotamia. In part, this is, of course, due to archaeology, where we can analyse graves and architecture and pots and pans, but a deeper understanding of a vanished culture depends inevitably on its written documents.